Hi, bud.
Hey, Chop. How's it going, buddy?
All right, man. Do you change shirts again?
I did. Because now we're 2 weeks ahead. We're in a different episode. I got to have a different look. I
Oh,
can't wear the
yeah,
same thing twice in a row.
that's right.
Yes, this
I
is
really.
my
Oh,
this
tell
is
me.
my Mach 5.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Along with my evil Baphomet devil hat. Surgeon.
I love that Kolchak shirt, sure, man. I'm jealous. Dude, that's sweet.
Thanks. I
Very nice.
got it from, well, I think I got it from Famous Monsters of Filmland. I think they were doing that, and I saw that. I'm like, well, that's just amazing.
That's amazing. For sure.
Yeah. I got a bunch of stuff that I have just never worn before. I got a bunch of band shirts and some other like Ghoul Power, and like
Oh,
Big
yeah.
Chuck and Little John and Cleveland Horror Hosts and. I got a super host shirt with like the logo. Like I like I need to start wearing some of these things.
Absolutely, brother.
Yeah. Hey, Hannah, how are you?
Hello. Hey, let me put in my AirPods so I can hear you better. How are you
Okay.
guys?
All right, we're
All
doing
right,
great. How
how
about
are you?
yourself?
Sorry, I was just a little bit early. I thought I was gonna beat you guys, but you guys are already on.
Hey, we are here. Are we like going to be driving around today?
No, I just, let me see, this adjustable fit. Okay, can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, great.
Perfect. I'm actually at the Beach and Ballroom right now. We just got done playing a show, like not even 20 minutes ago. So I
Nice.
talked to my car to do this really fast, but yeah.
Oh,
Wow,
fantastic.
cool.
Well, I saw that you had just played, and I knew you were coming at the Beachland Ballroom, and I saw that it was today. I'm like, oh crap, is that I hope it's gonna be in time. So I'm glad the 3 o'clock worked out for you.
It did. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. It's been really great. I was saw you played with Vindicator, and I've been a friend of Vic's. Vic used to be on our show, Wildcard for quite a while, and so I was blown away by your performance in their set. So I'm like, oh, we have to have her on the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
How did the set go today? Did you have a good time?
Pretty good. I think we just did a new song. We have a song called The Sword that we haven't recorded yet, but we just closed with that tonight, and I think it went pretty well. So we're rocking.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Oh,
Nice. Well, we're gonna have a good time today. We kind of keep things light and kind of just relaxed, and we have a good time. And so we're gonna give you plenty of opportunity to talk about just everything. We just want to get to know you, get to know the band, and we have some fun kind of hypotheticals and some fun games that we like to play with our guests. So we're
All
gonna have a
right.
good time. So are you going to be at least it's nice warmer today. You going to be okay in the car? You're not going to be like too cold or anything?
I'm icing myself out right now. I have the AC blasted.
Nice. All right.
It feels great out.
Great, great. Okay, fantastic. So we're going to do our awesome intro and then we're going to get right into it. How's that?
All right. Sounds good.
Good. Well, before we get going, how much time do you have for us? We don't want to like keep you stuck if you got.
As much time as you need. Yeah.
Okay, wait, Chop, we are in for the day. We got the next 6 hours ahead of us, so we are good to go. Fantastic. We might as well get a pizza and we're gonna settle in. So, okay, here we go.
Okay. Well, it's been honor, guys, and Dan Lavon from me from you're listening and watching heavy fucking metal fucking horror. That's not the PC version.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
Yeah, this is Chop Top, and this one's gonna be a bitch, so keep it heavy.
And you are watching and listening to Heavy
Heavy
Metal. Oh, kiddies, kiddies, tonight we are continuing our celebration of the Cleveland underground metal scene with Hannah Renee Sowry of Iron Bitch. Hannah, welcome to Heavy Metal Horror.
Hello.
It's great to meet you. I took a little video of the show, watching you guys play at Vindicator show. And I had to send it to everyone and said, oh my God, listen to this. And I said at the top, I'm like, do you hear? Hannah's coming on the show. And he was very, very excited. So we're glad to have you on here. So we'll start with some basic background. We'd like to get to know you a little bit. And so when did you first get into music?
Ooh. So I started when I was about 10 years old. Was a very hyperactive kid. So my mom put me in musical theater. So that's kind of how I got started. I guess like vocally, I learned a lot of like my foundation of like my technique through doing theater and kind of just like performing in general, you know. Yeah, and then I thought I was going to go to college and do that. Did the whole thing where you know, go audition for all these colleges and spend a bunch of money, and it ended up not working out, just like financially. So, but in the long haul, in the long haul, it definitely worked out because I ended up meeting Zeke and Grady, who we started a funk band called The Breaks, and we moved out to Cleveland just about 5 years ago. Yeah, and then we've gotten to know a lot of people since we moved out here, and one of the people that we kind of ran into was Dylan Andreas, who also plays guitar for Iron Bitch, and he's also in Aletheia, and Aletheia does their Shotgun Bowl every year, their like metal festival. I think this is year four. And last year they asked if The Breaks, our funk band, would want to just like write a song that we could put on the record. And so, I mean, we came up with the whole band name, you know, Iron Bitch, and we wrote Luminous Visions, recorded it. And I think it was just, we just all loved it so much. So we were like, no, we got to keep this going. This can't just be like a one song thing, you know? So the rest is history. We've been working hard this past year.
Nice.
But yeah.
Excellent. So what attracted you to metal as a genre?
I think just the way it makes me feel, you know? I think a lot of people are angry, you know what I mean? Just about a lot of things, you know, about like the
Sure.
world and the
Yeah,
world
yeah,
and
yeah.
yeah,
A lot to
you
be angry
know?
about.
Yeah. And it's just a really great outlet, you know, and it's like the community of people is really welcoming, you know. It's not like people try to like gatekeep like their favorite bands to, you know what I mean, to try to pick out the posers or anything. You know, it's
Right.
yeah, it's a really warm environment, I guess. But yeah, I mean, it makes me feel something, you know. Yeah.
Nice. And how would you describe the Cleveland metal scene?
Very diverse, very diverse. I mean, there's all kinds. I'm really bad with like the subgenres, you know, but No Class off of Detroit in Lakewood is like a diamond in the rough in Cleveland. They offer
Yeah.
so many bands opportunities, you know.
And it's a great
That's,
inclusive bar.
yeah,
Yes.
absolutely.
As they say, the
Yeah.
gayest metal bar in
Yeah.
Cleveland. Like, fan-fucking-tastic, you know? Yes.
Yes, it is. It is. But it's fucking awesome though,
Yeah.
you know? Yeah.
Nice. We're going to talk a little bit about musical heroes here. So,
Yeah.
who's your favorite metal vocalist?
Oh. It's so hard because I really like the vocals that I can't really replicate, like the death metal vocals. I'm horrible with names, but the vocalist for Obituary is like that, like
Okay.
super
Okay.
gruesome despair. I love that. I wish I could recreate it, but yeah, that's my favorite thing to listen to. I feel the most with that, you know.
Nice. Nice. Because
Were
I'm
you in?
I, oh, go ahead, chop.
Well, I was going to ask Anna if she's been influenced by other female metal vocalists, you know, like Doro Pesch, and there's Angela Gasso of Arch Enemy Priest, you know, might be back with them.
Yeah.
And others. Has that been an influence also in, you know, in your journey?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty new to the metal scene. I'm actually wearing this Cattle Decap shirt. This is the first like metal show I've ever
Nice.
went to. Like it was the first one, and it was
Well,
a shell
that's
shock.
a nice way to
That's
get that
perfect. That's
cherry
great.
pop.
Yeah.
Cattle
Yeah.
decapitation. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, on heavy metal horror, that's perfect. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, I
Total
heard
shell shock.
one album of theirs, and that was enough. I mean, it's such a brutal. I mean, it's not
Brutal
fault in the band. I like death metal, but in small doses. You know, I can't have an all-day festival or anything of it.
band.
You know, but yeah, catalytic decapitation is just is awesome. Just so fucking brutal.
Yeah.
So who are some of your like musical heroes or idols that you kind of like, oh, that, you know, that I just really adore them. And this is like a multiple part question. So, and have you been able to meet any of them? And what was that like?
Ooh, I haven't met anyone. I wish. A lot of the people that I love are dead, unfortunately. So,
Okay.
but I mean, I do a lot of soul and R&B. So as far as like female vocalists that I really love, like I mean, I grew up listening to Whitney Houston, and I really like Yabba. She's more like neo soul nowadays.
Yeah.
Actually, Chris from Aletheia just introduced me recently to Chastain. I don't know if you guys have heard of them. I don't know. Awesome female fronted vocalist, man. Yeah, yes. You guys gotta check it out. Yeah.
Okay.
So lately, I've been kind of listening to that band to kind of get some of the Iron Bitch elements a little bit. But
Okay.
yeah,
I mean, you've
Chastain.
obviously heard the Heart comparisons, right? I mean,
Yes.
you've, I mean,
Yeah.
I that's what I was like, can you hear this? So,
Yeah.
and
That's what
I'm like,
Montag introduced me. He's like, fucking Ann from fucking Heart. I'm like, holy shit. You know,
and that's, I
cool.
mean,
That's a
I know
hell
I
of a
don't like
compliment.
to
Yeah.
say another singer sounds like someone else because I don't want to limit them to that. You know, I don't want to say, oh, you're just doing this impression. It's like, no. But the power, the range, the sound, and it's every bit as good because I think she's one of the best vocalists in all of music. Just
100%.
her range. And I heard you, I'm like, wow, okay. That's just phenomenal. So did that come from your musical background? Like when you realized you had this big fucking range, like when did you realize, wow, I can really belt out a few notes here.
Yeah, I mean, I think when I first started performing, like doing the musical theater, it was kind of hard because you rehearse the same thing for months over and over again. There's no room for any improv, you know?
Okay.
So once I met Zeke and Grady and we started our funk band, and I kind of had to learn almost who I was as a person, because I was playing all these characters my entire life, and it was like, well, who's Hannah, you know? So yeah, like I've been really influenced by my bandmates. I mean, they all just individually have their own great, like eclectic taste in music, and it's so different, but we can all come together and still listen to shit that we love, you know?
Right. Well, you got members. That's what I was going to ask you about next is a little bit about Iron Bitch. I mean, Iron Bitch is truly a Cleveland band because you have guitarists from Assault. Because that's where Chop and I first saw them. They also played with Vindicator. And we thought,
Oh yeah.
wow, these guys were so young and so good and tight. They just blew me away. And then you got bass and drums from Ringworm.
Yeah.
Another, I mean, it's right in your face, like
Your
getting
head.
punched in the face band. So, I mean, is that how you got in Ed from the drummer? Is that he brought Ed in or how? I mean, Ed's a whore. He'll play with, you know, he plays with everybody. That's right, Ed. I'm calling you a whore. But how did the guys, you know, everyone else, like it all came together just for this one song? Because Assault is still playing, right? They're still doing
Yeah.
their thing. Ringworm's still doing their thing and everybody's doing their thing. So, yeah, I think that's the bill that we want. I think we want you know, Iron Bitch and Assault and Ringworm. I think, you know, that'll be playing here all
Yes.
day anyway, so you
Yeah.
know, why not? So
That'd be
yeah,
wild.
it there's a really a truly a Cleveland band and
Yeah.
I was so impressed with the musicianship and it was like fresh and like you know, it was just really, really great.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure. Okay, we're gonna talk a little bit about your creativity and your process. So,
Yeah.
what is your creative process like when writing music, or lyrics?
Ooh, yeah. So with the Iron Bitch, we were kind of shuffling through some names, and Iron Bitch isn't an original name. It's from the band Butcher. It's one of their songs, Iron
Okay.
Bitch. And we were kind of just like cycling through a bunch of names, and once we saw that, like I found this whole story with the Iron Bitch, you know? So I've really, as far as songwriting goes, I'm not someone who can just every day I just pump out more stuff. It kind of just comes to me like when it does. But me and Grady, honestly, we go 50-50 a lot with the lyrics. he's really good at like writing melodies and stuff, even though he probably wouldn't say that about himself, but he is really, really good. And it's very helpful for me because there's just some days where you just are stuck and you don't have any ideas, you know, and it's so frustrating. But yeah, I mean, my roommates help me a lot, you know, I mean, and we all help each other, but
sure.
But yeah.
Oh, nice. Can you talk a little bit about your own personal evolution as a musician, singer?
Yeah. So I guess you could say I was more, I'm not classically trained, but I'm like, I have like legit technique, I guess is what like other people. Yeah. Yeah. So when I was doing the musical theater, it was kind of more like legit style, like really high falsettos and super soprano-y. And once we started the breaks and we moved out to Cleveland, I mean, your voice does change as you get older. I'm only 28. I'll be 28 this year. So, but my voice really has changed, like just within this past 10 years, it has gotten a little bit lower, you know. Smoking sometimes can help to bring a little bit of rasp too. So, and honestly, I kind of,
I'm all for smoking, it, you know? So yeah, why not?
Yeah.
We're big fans.
Yeah, there you go.
So smoke them if you got them.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about playing out and touring. So one thing we like to ask everybody, because we found out some really interesting answers. I'll nod this to Mark Bridey, I think it was one from Jagdpanzer, sticks out to me. But what is your favorite food to eat on the road?
This is kind of a bad question for, I've actually never been on the road.
Okay.
I've never been on the road. I want to so bad, but.
You've played out. You've had shows. Yeah, so let's just imagine you're out on the road. You're played at the show with Vindicator.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it would you have an ideal food for a road traveling food? Maybe I guess that might be the better question for you.
I think maybe just like good old Sheetz, you know, they have the drive through. You can go in at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can get whatever you want. They have chicken, they have breakfast, they have sliders. I mean, they have everything. So anything that Sheetz is good with me.
All right. Sounds good. and what song do you most enjoy playing live?
Ooh. Probably our title track, Iron Bitch. That's been my favorite so far. Yeah.
Nice. Excellent. All right. We're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about just the experience of being in a band. What's the thing you love most about being in a band?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mention it before, but or maybe I did, but me and my roommates, my bandmates, we all live together too. So we have a very close interpersonal relationship with each other. And honestly, I love music, but I don't think I would enjoy it as much if I didn't have my friends to be in the band with me, you know. They just make it, you know, like, and we all just know each other so well, you know, and it's brought us closer, you know, as friends. And it's taught us how to grow up. You know, I mean, we've been living together for like 5 years, something like that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've gotten past that. Who's going to do the fucking dishes kind of thing. Right.
We still have that argument sometimes.
There you go. Paper plates is the way to go. Yes. No, that's awesome. Well, we're good. Well, then I will ask the opposite question. What's the thing you love least about being in a band?
The fact that I have to work a full-time job too. I just wish I could do it full-time, you know, but
sure.
It is what it is, you know.
Yeah. What is it that you do, like your other job?
Yeah, I work for a technology company. I work in an office, you know.
Okay.
Monday through Friday. And then I also teach vocal lessons, just like subbing on the side.
Nice. Cool. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. And the last one about this kind of idea of the band, like, you work hard to create your music and put it, your heart and soul into it. How do you handle the inevitable negativity that is so prevalent on social media?
You can't, I mean, I've deleted my own like personal Instagram account because I feel like it's just so toxic, but it is hard though. You really just, I think it starts with you, you know, like you have to be a strong person. I know, like, performing for me has made me the most confident I've ever been in my entire life, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, you kind of have to. You can't mm-hmm. be like, I mean, you can. I just don't know if people are going to show up for your show, you know, if you're like kind of wishy-washy, but yeah.
Nice. All right. Now we're going to switch into some more of the, what we can call more of our things that we like to do, more of our fun stuff. And
all right.
These are some hypothetical situations here for you, Hannah.
Okay.
Okay. You're creating a one-day festival, music festival. What five bands do you want to play, and who is headlining?
Ooh. It can be any bands.
Any bands.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Past, present, future.
Okay. So, I mean, headlining, you probably have to do Black Sabbath, for okay. sure.
Which incarnation? Do you want the Ozzy or the Dio?
I love Ooh. Dio, but probably Ozzy.
Okay.
If we could have Rainbow also be on the bill.
Oh,
so
why not?
Rainbow's too. Okay. Yeah, why not? There you go. You know?
Why not? Exactly. This is your festival.
Yeah.
Okay. Rainbow.
Okay. We'll pick Rainbow for you too then, Hannah. That's great.
Okay. Yeah. Rainbow and Black Sabbath. All right. Who else?
Ooh, let's see. I can really only think of just like bands that I'm just listening to now. Alexecutioner, I think it's called. Let me see. They're a newer band. Probably Obituary.
Okay.
Oh, I wish I could pick more.
Yeah, I know. Five is tough.
Yeah. Possessed, I think, would be number five, but yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Cool. Yeah.
If you could turn one horror movie into a concept album, what movie would you choose?
That's a good one. It's not my favorite horror movie, but probably Jennifer's Body with Megan Fox. Uh-huh. If anyone has seen that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Nice. All right. Okay, Hannah. An alien shows up and asks you to represent metal in three songs. What would those songs be and why?
I mean, definitely Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath. Because, I mean, no one's heard. I mean, yeah, that first album is just insane. You know, you don't really have anything like that during the time. Let's see. Thinking like some Judas Priest, like Screaming for Vengeance or Painkiller, something like that. And then maybe like, because I got to bring in Dio, like Terra Woman or Stargazer.
Rainbow one.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. Stargazer. Can't go wrong
with that. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. All right. And the last hypothetical for today. If you could be any superhero for 24 hours, who would you be and what would you do with your day of powers?
I don't know if there like an invisible superhero. I'm not really great with like Marvel.
Invisible Woman.
Okay. Like, yeah. Fantastic Four is Invisible Woman. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she can create like force fields and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. People be like a fly on the wall. I think that'd be cool.
All right. Excellent. Now, we are heavy metal horror, so we're going to switch over to some talking about horror now. I'm assuming you're a horror fan?
Yeah.
All right. What are some of your favorite horror movies?
Ooh. Okay. So our other roommate, Larry, who used to play bass with us, he's in Mutilation Barbecue, and he has his own project called Casket Splinter. He is like the biggest movie buff.
Those are fantastic.
Yes.
You wrote the names. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. He knows everything about every movie ever. So like he just has introduced me to so much good stuff. So he showed me The Thing, the 1982 version.
Yeah.
And that has been my favorite horror movie ever since.
Yeah.
Excellent choice.
Yeah. I love Jennifer's Body too. I know I already mentioned that, but it's just so cheesy and it's just, you know, girl killer thrash. It's awesome. The last one, be a hard one. maybe like Eraserhead or something.
Oh wow, yeah, it is. Well, it's horrific for sure.
It's considered horror
That's,
film.
Yeah, it's very surreal. Yeah,
very kinky, very kinky.
I remember watching it the first time. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I mean, seriously, did I have like a hemorrhage or something? I'm like, something's wrong. I don't get it. I don't like the way this movie makes me feel. You know, I thought I was dying. So what is the scariest movie you remember as a kid?
I didn't watch a lot of scary movies growing up as a kid. My parents were nice to me, but maybe The Exorcist. I remember like being so scared of The Exorcist when I was a kid, and I had to like watch it in my But I faced my fears in my 20s and finally sat down and watched it. So we're good now.
That's good.
But yeah,
you gotta watch it early in the day so you don't have time to defrag by the end of the evening. Yeah. Otherwise, she'll haunt you when you wake up to go to the bathroom. She'll be waiting for you right there. Yeah. Like, Jesus, fuck you in the bathroom. Right? Exactly. That's right. Your mother's in the bathroom with us, Karis. Oh, really? Yes. Okay. So, looking back, if you remember, what was your favorite Halloween costume?
Ooh. This is hard. I remember I used to do like dual costumes when I was in school. Cause we would have like career day and I would always like dress up on Halloween as like whatever career I wanted to be. So
like a hitman.
I wanted to be a light.
Yeah. You're going to throw the switch at the big house.
Yeah, but not that many costumes. I remember being a weird kid dressing up as like a lifeguard or something, you know, like I just wanted to be weird shit, you know. But yeah,
that's great. Okay, and the last horror question: what's your favorite Halloween candy?
Ooh, Swedish fish for sure.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, that's the first time that's come up. Yeah.
Yeah.
We get like the big Trinity. We get like the Snickers or we get the Reese cups or, you know, something like that.
Three Musketeers, something like that.
Yeah, right. Nice. All right. Okay. Now we're going to switch over to these are one offs. These could be questions about anything. So, okay. All right. What would you tell your childhood self about being a musician?
That's hard. It's good to listen to people's critiques, but you get a lot of unsolicited advice, I think. And you don't always have to take everyone's advice.
Yeah.
Some advice is good. And I've gotten really great advice before, but some advice, it's just not good at all. So, you got to really know yourself, you know?
Good. That's why we're born with two middle fingers, so we don't wear just the one out.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Exactly. Okay.
Have enough middle fingers on my hand.
That's right. I'm all middle fingers.
I was always all made of middle fingers.
That's right. So, what's the very first album you bought with your own money?
Oh my gosh! Ooh, this is hard. I don't know. With my own money. I don't know. I'm so bad with like technology. I just stream everything. You know? I mean, I remember being a kid and getting like the now that's what you call music and like listening to like the top 40s, you know?
Right.
But, yeah.
I had a KTEL solid gold oldies or a solid 80s. Yeah. Don't Fear the Reaper and Dream Police. I'm like,
Streak on mine and all that.
That's right. That's right. The Knack, My Sharona, you know? Right. Yeah. Probably not.
Guitar Hero, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Oh, no. I was just, Guitar Hero, though, I just remember like that being so pivotal for so many kids. Like my parents were really they were farmers, so they really didn't like have a lot of fun. Sorry, Mom and Dad, but like they
their
just
lives were spent
all the time.
Too busy to have fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't really show me a lot of music. It was kind of just me figuring that out for myself, but. When I heard Guitar Hero and I played that for the first time at 5 years old, it changed everything, you know? Yeah, whole new world.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Who are some of your favorite writers or maybe some of your favorite books, perhaps?
Ooh. The Four Agreements I forget who that's by, but it's a really, really great book. It's like just four steps that you need to take in your life, or like four agreements that you make with yourself that like infinite it just infinitely makes your life better. That's a really great book. I'm into a lot of eschatology recently within the last couple of years. So I like to read kind of wacky books like about God and about like revelation and
Yeah, the end times, eschatology, all prophecy and all that stuff. Okay, interesting. Yeah. All right. What's your favorite movie? What's your favorite movie, Sydney?
I'm such a girl. I mean, I'll just stick with the John Carpenter. I love Titanic. I've always loved Titanic since I was a kid. It's my favorite movie of all time. It's amazing. That and Avatar too. But yeah.
I like the second half. You know, when the ship starts sinking, I was ready for those damn people to drown.
For most males, that's the fucking part we wait
I'm
for, right?
tired
Let's
of
get through the
Romeo and
rest of
Juliet. Just can we just
it.
fucking kill them
Yeah, can these
now?
fuckers just drown already?
Please.
Come
Please, someone shut Leo up.
Fuck him up.
Yeah. Okay. What one song do you wish you'd written and recorded instead of the group who did?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Kind of thinking like, I mean, like something like heart, like what about love? I just love like that
Fantastic song.
classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, Alone is a great one too. But yeah, what about love would be so cool, you know?
Nice. That would be a good cover. I think, you know,
Yeah. I
I think
think
you
that
should
would be
break
a
it
good
out.
cover by your.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
Yeah.
people are
Good idea.
gonna expect it, but I think that'd be awesome. You know, crunch it up a little bit.
Yes, you need to talk to the rest of
Yeah.
the band. You're going to do What About Love? That's the end of it. We said it.
Yes.
We
That's
spoke
right.
it here in Heavy Metal Horror.
That's right.
Let's get
Chop and I
going.
are going to join
Excited.
Iron, bitch. No. You
Yeah,
want
right.
really good musicians. We're mediocre.
You don't want to talk to
I mean, we just look really good. That's all you're going to get from us. So, but
Exactly. I mean, he's
yeah,
fun.
with a face like this, you don't get
Come
much
on.
talent. Okay. Which non-music celebrity would you most like to have a drink with?
Non-music celebrity. This is hard. I'm not a big fan of celebrities, especially these days. They really just make me mad. But maybe like Margot Robbie. I mean, she's
Okay.
beautiful, you know. I would just
Yeah.
love to sit across from her and just look at her. So
I would too. Yeah.
Next week on Heavy Metal
I got
Horror,
to
we're
make
selling
sure I
tickets
keep
to look at Margot Robbie.
and John, keep both hands on the table, please,
That's
while you're.
right. Cannot neither confirm nor deny that these are my real hands.
Jazz hands.
I watched the first 20 minutes of Barbie over and over again. No. I thought Barbie was really great. It was so much fun. I loved the world
Was good.
building, and that I liked the fact that they had caused a global shortage of pink paint. Like there was just no pink paint because they used every gallon of it to build that world. No, it was a great movie, a lot of fun.
Well, I forgot she was in Legend of Tarzan too. She was Jane in the
Yeah.
one
Really?
version
Oh, I
with
never saw it.
Skarsgård. Yeah.
Oh,
That was
yeah.
excellent. That was an excellent
Really?
movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Last time I saw a Tarzan movie, it was the one with Bo Derek, and I'm like, oh, this is terrible. You know,
Oh, I think I know that one.
yeah, just horrible. But
Yeah.
no, and I love her as I love Robbie as Poison or as
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic,
She's a
fantastic.
fantastic
Yeah,
one role.
especially in the Suicide Squad, not the first one, the second one. The second one is just so good. Okay, we will continue on with these one-offs. What are you watching on streaming? Netflix, Prime, Hulu, Disney, whatever. What are you watching?
It changes all the time, but recently we've been getting into a lot of Jersey Shore, just like brain rot, horrible
Wow,
reality
okay.
television. Yeah, it
So
just shuts your brain off.
I gotta ask, what's your Jersey Shore name?
Oh, I've never thought about this. Oh man, I don't even know. Maybe the Iron Bitch. You know, why not?
Why not? Yeah. All
Why
right.
not?
Sounds
You
good.
know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right on.
Outside of music, what hobbies do you enjoy?
Like I said, I really like learning about eschatology, you know what I mean, like biblical stuff, and also just like other religions too. I read the Bible a lot. I spend a lot of my time reading the Bible. I just find it really interesting. And yeah, I don't do a lot. I stay home and I play with my cane Corso, and we snuggle on the couch, and I don't go anywhere until I'm needed. So
That sounds about like what Chop and I, it's like you're living our life right now. So
yeah.
we're all living the same life. We should probably just like get together for to watch a movie online sometime.
Yeah, oh,
Yes.
don't praise us for all this, you know, this
That's
glory
right.
that you see,
That's right.
glorious
Yeah.
lifestyle that we have, you know, smoking weed and getting
That's
older. And,
right.
yeah,
That's
don't be
right.
jealous, Anna. This is, you know,
You're welcome to join us.
yeah,
Plenty
bring you
of
down to
room.
earth. I know we live a life of kings, but hey.
That's right. Okay, do you have any hidden talents? And if so, tell us about one.
Hidden talents. I can say the alphabet backwards. That might
Oh,
be like my only hidden talent.
nice. So if you get pulled over, then you can know how to do that one when you pass the sobriety test that way. Nice.
I hope it would work,
Can you
you
give
know?
us a run through? Do the alphabet
I wish
backwards.
I would have
Okay.
learned it.
Okay.
Yo,
I'm gonna
you
get
should
to
learn it
my
front
ratio by
ways.
then. Yeah. Okay. ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA. Yeah.
Nice. All right.
Wow.
Nice. There we
Oh,
go. Even in the song, the song has to stay
yeah.
there because that's
It
how you
does.
remember those
Yeah.
damn ABCs. It's that
Yes.
song. See, that's the
I'd
song I
have to
wish
have
I
the
would have
physical
written because
prop of
then
the
I'd
actual
have
alphabet
trademarked
in
it.
front of me.
Everyone
That'd
who
read
learns that song has to give me a penny. I'd like $5 by now. All right, and the last one off, Hannah. You've just won the lottery. What's the first thing you're going to buy, other than something for Chop and me?
Oh, I probably have to give back to my family for sure. You know, yeah. My parents are really hardworking people, but yeah, I'd want to help them in some way, whatever. They probably wouldn't take my help, but you know,
Yeah.
because they're stubborn. But yeah, I definitely would.
Nice.
That's
All
great.
right. Good. Okay. Well, now we're gonna switch over to some games. All right.
All right.
Yes. Now this first game is called Blast Beats, and it's gonna be I'm
Okay.
gonna ask you a question and just to give an answer. It's usually a very multiple choice or a very simple short answer. It's just gonna be Blast Beat. Give us an answer as quickly as you can. Okay. Favorite pizza topping.
Ooh, I'm a plain cheese and maybe pepperoni, but yeah, plain cheese all the way.
All right, paperback or Kindle?
Paperback, yeah.
PC or Apple?
Apple.
Favorite streaming service?
Probably Hulu.
Favorite cartoon character?
Ooh, Jessica Rabbit. I've always loved her.
Nice. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Ooh, mint. Chocolate chip for sure.
All right, dog or cat?
Dogs.
Justice League or the Avengers?
The Avengers. I hate to say it, but yeah, the
All right.
Avengers.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster?
Ooh. Let's go Loch Ness for sure.
Okay. Dracula or Frankenstein?
Ooh, Dracula.
How do you like your steak cooked?
A good medium rare, maybe rare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite sport?
Ooh, not a big sport person. I played soccer, so we'll say that. Yeah.
Okay. Favorite movie snack?
Oh, popcorn. Absolutely.
Favorite subject in school?
I liked history.
Okay. Your least favorite subject in school?
Math.
Yeah.
Good
Screw
answer.
you, math. No one
Yeah.
likes
Yeah.
you.
Fuck you, math.
Your favorite board game?
Ooh, I like Clue.
All right.
Clue,
Who is the favorite? Who is your favorite person to play in Clue? Which of the characters?
Colonel Mustard,
Yeah,
I
mine
think.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Screw you, Miss White. You know, you did the
Yeah.
library with a wrench. That's right. Okay. Spielberg or Tarantino?
Spielberg.
Your favorite Christmas gift?
I just got a shelf recently, and I'm very excited about that. So
Okay, nice.
this Christmas,
Shelf.
yeah.
All right. Your celebrity crush. Who's your celebrity crush?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, for sure.
Oh, okay. And
Yeah.
as comedian or as Negan?
I like Negan, but I mean, I kind of like him in anything, you know?
Yeah, he's good. I loved him
Yeah.
as a comedian. I mean, I just love Watchmen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Watchmen's
so
great.
Great. I was hoping he would stay kind of beefy like that before he showed up as Negan, because he's much thinner.
Yeah.
Then he, you know, I read the comic book before the series came out, so I was a fan of Negan. And so I was like, oh, great, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, because last time I saw him, he was kind of beefy. I'm like, oh, no, he needs to put on about 30 pounds, you know, because he's a, you know, the character's big. But anyway, okay, last two for Blast Beats. The best concert you've ever attended?
Right before the pandemic, at the Agora, we saw Opeth, and I'd never seen Opeth before, never heard of them, and that was awesome. That
Oh,
was
never
awesome.
heard
Oh,
of them.
nice.
Wow,
That was
which
awesome.
tour was this? Was this most this last one, or was it Sorceress tour, or
Right,
was it the
Sorceress.
I think it, yeah, because it was right before COVID, like
Oh,
maybe a
right before
week
COVID,
after,
yeah,
maybe like,
Sorceress, I think.
yeah.
Yeah, because they're touring on the new album now, the Paragraph
Yeah.
album. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you think? What was your first experience of Opeth like?
It was great. I mean, I'm not really much of a prog person, I guess. Like, I kind of have to really like it, but I mean, their sound, no one sounds like them, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I was blown away. I love to see live music versus like listening to the album, you know? But yeah.
And Opeth is really great. I saw them on the Ghost
Yeah.
Reveries tour. And the banter, I'm not sure, I'm assuming that Michael Akerfeldt still has banter with the audience, like between songs, which I love because he's so droll, you know, such a dry sense of humor. Well, like after like two songs, they were talking, he goes, "Does anyone have a question?" I'm like, "What?" And like people will put their hands up, and he called them like three people, answered their question. He's like, "Okay, back to the show." I'm like, "That's oh my God, that's fantastic." And
Great.
questions, yeah. And the last for the blast beat, your favorite line or scene from This Is Spinal Tap.
This is Spinal Tap. I'm not familiar.
Okay, we're done. I'm sorry, Chop. We gotta go.
What?
Interview's over. Been nice
I'd
meeting
say,
him.
yeah, it's been really
I've
good.
never
No,
seen
you've never
that.
seen This Is Spinal Tap?
No.
Oh my
Okay,
gosh.
you've
You
got
must.
homework now. You've got
Yes.
homework,
I'm
Miss
cultured.
Sowry. We're giving you
I
homework.
know.
I
All
do.
right.
Don't tell anyone else in your community or your roommates that you haven't seen This Is Spinal Tap, but I'm sure one of them has it.
Me out.
You must watch it
Must.
tonight. Get some
Okay.
popcorn, sit down.
Okay.
You're gonna
You're gonna
laugh.
laugh your ass
You're
off.
gonna laugh. It's fantastic. Yeah.
All right.
It might start you a whole love of these mockumentaries that Christopher Guest did. But yes, This Is
Oh.
Spinal Tap. Yeah, so good. It's about a metal band on tour, a British metal band. Very obnoxious and trying to on tour, and it's just
Ridiculous.
so fucking hilarious. Okay, we've got another game for you. This
Okay.
one's called the hot seat because it tends to make people a little uncomfortable.
Ooh.
Yes, I know you're intrigued, you're
Ooh.
ready to go. Okay, so I'm going to name a band and I want you to tell me your favorite album by that band, and that's what makes people uncomfortable,
Oh.
like, because they like, oh, they don't remember the
This
name
is
of the
gonna be
band, or they don't know the band, so thus the hot seat. Okay, the first we'll start off. We got a lot of big hitters, so you know it's okay. So the first one, Black Sabbath.
favorite album of
Favorite
theirs? Is
album.
that I really like Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. That's
Excellent.
probably my fave.
All
Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Judas Priest.
This is the hot seat. This is hard. I'm horrible
Yeah.
with album names. I can see it in my head.
Well, Chop's a savant, and well, he's more of an idiot, but he'll probably
I'm a
know
collector.
if you just give
Yeah,
him
just
the
a
title
song.
or a song off
Not
of it, he'll know it.
a... I mean, the Screaming for Vengeance.
Screaming for
Whatever
Vengeance.
record.
It's Screaming for
Yeah.
Vengeance is the name of the album. Yeah.
It's the title track. Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
Oh,
Okay.
that's awesome.
Yeah, good album. Did you see the big bird on it, you know, flying?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. The Phoenix.
Okay. Queensryche.
This is a hot seat.
It's a hot seat. I know you're
Ooh.
not a prog fan necessarily, but Queensryche kind
Yeah.
of straddles that prog
You said Queen, right?
Queensryche. That's right. Queensryche. If you've never listened to them, it's okay. You can tell us.
I don't think I have. I mean, I'm also bad with the albums. I'll like save songs, you know, and then
Okay.
sometimes I'll go back and listen to the full album, but my liked playlist on Spotify is a mess. So
Okay. I'm going to recommend some early albums from Queensryche. I'm going to recommend Rage for Order and Operation Mindcrime. We'll just start with there.
okay.
And we'll see how you do after that. But I think, yeah,
All
Rage for
right.
Order. Of course,
Can't
The
go wrong.
Warning is really good too, but let's start with Rage. We'll do
Yeah.
Rage, yeah, and Operation.
And her
Okay.
self-titled debut EP. Plus, I got the version with the Live in Tokyo thing. There I go. I'm
Here's
sorry,
my
myself.
surprise face. Chop's got, yeah, he's collected everything. Okay, we're going to move on. I'm assuming some of these bands you may not know, but we have a variety of things, so it's okay. Iced Earth.
Yeah, I don't know them. Yeah.
Okay.
I
They're
swear.
like they're kind of similar in style and thematically to Iron Maiden. Power
Okay.
metal, traditional metal,
Yeah,
also
traditional
new
metal,
wave of
all
British
dual lead
influence.
guitars and
Yeah.
elevated themes and
Galloping riffs.
concept albums. Yeah, really, really good stuff.
Okay.
Really good band.
Okay, Motorhead.
Oh, I don't listen to a lot of Motorhead, you know?
No Spinal Tap, no Motorhead. What is this
I
interview? It's just
know. On Drive
starting.
2, I don't know.
I know.
Motorhead, yeah, well,
Well,
Motorhead,
hell.
you know, they're just, it's just fun. It's loud, it's aggressive, it's like
Yeah.
punk metal, you
I
know.
know
It's
I know Iron Fist in like a couple of songs,
yeah.
but
Okay.
yeah.
Then you know them. I mean, once you like, they're like the AC/DC or Ramones. Like, you listen to three tracks, you kind of
Yeah.
get what they're like.
You get the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
we're Motorhead, we play rock and roll.
That's right. Oh yeah, I love Lemmy.
Oh.
I miss him.
Oh, me too.
Okay. The next band, Carcass. Are you familiar with them?
Oh.
We're
Yeah.
English metal band.
Yeah. Oh, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I know I have something saved. Yeah.
My guess, I'm gonna take a stab that it might be from Heartwork, but of course their last album. Well, I haven't listened to the last one, but
Oh,
Surgical Steel was phenomenal.
so good.
Yeah. So okay, Dio.
Ooh. Probably Holy Diver.
All
I
right.
mean, doesn't get any better.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
How about Metal Church?
Ooh. Metal Church, why not?
Yeah, why
Oh,
not? Yeah, we're going to be doing
yeah.
a Metal Church Slugfest coming up.
The first two
Yes.
albums, yeah,
Right, right. You know, if
we
you would like to
actually,
join us for that, you're welcome. We
yeah, that'd be
Slugfest is like a
sick.
boxing match. We compare two
Track
albums
by track.
track by track. So one for track one against track one, track two against track two, and work our way down like a
Oh,
boxing match. Yeah.
okay, yeah,
So,
that's
yeah.
cool.
Okay, so after the Metal Church, we have the Beatles.
Is it Abbey Road? That's their first album, right? That's what I'm most familiar
It's
with, I
not their
think.
first album, no.
It's not? No.
No, their
I
first album, I
can't
think,
think of
was
anything.
Meet the Beatles, you know, and
Meet the
back in like
Beatles. Okay.
62 or something like that. Yeah, Abbey Road was toward the end of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like Octopus's Garden
Yeah,
and
right.
yeah. Good stuff.
Yes, okay. Halloween.
Oh, I don't listen to a lot of Halloween.
Okay. Really kind of
Man.
very power metal, European power metal. Race
Yeah.
kind of similar to like Iron Maiden again in some ways, a lot of dual lead guitars and really good stuff. Okay, Rush.
Ooh. That's another one too. I don't listen to the full albums, but like oh, we used to cover this is the hot seat. This is hard.
This is the hot seat. That's right.
This
That's
is
right.
hard. Working Man.
Oh, yeah. That's off their
What's that?
first
Yeah.
album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Okay, that's when
yeah.
they, yeah, then their second album, they got a new drummer. Neil Peart stepped in and their whole sound
Yeah. Okay.
changes. So
Yeah.
their first album, they were compared a lot to
More
like early
classic.
Led Zeppelin. It was a harder
Yeah.
rock, you know, trio. Good album. But then when Neil Peart comes over, starts taking over lyric writing, their whole sound just completely changes, which is
Yeah.
yeah. So okay, Opeth, since I know you saw them, do you know any of their albums?
Is it Ghost of Perdition? Is that, I know that's a song. Is that a
That's
title track?
Ghost
off of
Reveries? Ghost Reveries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go,
Ghost of
yes.
Perdition is
Okay.
the song, right? And Ghost Reveries
Oh,
is
yeah.
the album. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yes.
Okay. We got about six more to go or so. Okay. King Diamond.
Ooh. Victimized, I think.
So off
Or
of that would be
that's not the name of
Conspiracy.
the
Conspiracy.
Yep. Yep.
I would love to hear you cover King Diamond, like
We need to.
Sleepless Nights or something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
I think would be
Yeah, that'd
really
be
great. Yeah, I would pay a dollar to see that.
good.
So, okay, Iron Maiden.
That's a hard one.
You better name something, Hannah.
That's
I
right.
know. That's my
Puke
holy
Smith could
grail
be
of
invited back
bands.
on. You better know some Iron Maiden.
Hold
You
together, cop.
mean Iron Maiden, half of
The
the name
album
is in your
name.
name. Iron. You
Yeah.
got that. You gotta know.
Right. Come on. Butter.
Oh,
The hot seat
I'm just,
strikes.
I know it does. I'm like totally blanking. This is hard.
You,
This is
any
hard.
songs at all stand out?
I mean, like, just like your basic ones. I'm thinking of Exodus, Sign of the Beast. That's
Number of the Beast.
Number of the Beast.
That's also
Number
the
of the
album.
Beast, but I don't,
Yeah.
yeah.
Still going.
Oh, okay.
That works with your eschatology too. So there you go. Right. It's like you don't have to read your Bible that day. You just listen to Number of the Beast.
Yeah,
You're good. It's like Bible on tape. Iron Maiden is like by listening to the Bible on tape.
Kind of is.
That's the
It kind of
caption. That's the snippet for this week's episode.
You're safe now, Hannah, because
That's
you got Number of the Beast in there. So I just
right.
wait.
That's
That's
right.
my favorite band of all time. So that's why I was
Oh
just
yeah?
giving you shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a few more. Testament.
Ooh, yeah, I'm so horrible with the albums. Man, this is hard. This is hard. I'm like
Yeah.
trying so bad not to cheat because I mean I have everything saved, you know. It's just like the
Sure.
main
No, it's
story is gonna
okay. But if
leave
you know
you.
a song, Chop will tell you what album it's on.
Sure.
Oh my gosh, I'm like thinking of every other band.
We can come back around to it. It's okay. Or we can just let
Yeah.
it go. It's all right. I want to
Sure.
put you on the spot, you know.
Yeah.
Put me on the spot.
I know. It's part of our charm. That's why it's called the hot seat and not the comfy couch.
Yes.
That's right. Although we should do that sometime. The comfy couch, that'd be awesome. Just like
Comfy
us like
couch, man.
napping,
Yeah.
invite a guest
Yeah.
on, let's just chill out and take a nap, you know, get
And
high and then
at our ages, it won't be that difficult.
no, we're halfway there. I took two
Yeah,
naps
we're getting.
yesterday.
Yeah.
When is it Saturday already? Okay, Anthrax.
Ooh, yeah, I don't listen to a lot of them. What's
Indians caught in a mosh. I am the law.
no. I'm thinking of Skid Row Monkey Business. Like I'm thinking of the
Oh
total
yeah.
opposite
That's
of what
a very
I'm
different band.
thinking. It
Not
is,
quite
but I'm
Anthrax, but yes, Monkey
it's
Business was
not.
Skid Row.
I don't know why this song reminds me of it. Darn it. This is hard. This is really hard.
Welcome to the Crucible.
I
No.
know.
No, but you're a good sport. So, you know, we're just
Yeah,
having
yeah.
fun.
Having fun.
Okay, well, we can move on from Anthrax. It's all right. You gave a Monkey Business. We'll take that as your Skid Row sound.
Yeah.
Okay, three more. We got Megadeth.
Oh, I mean Tornado of Souls, you
Okay,
know?
so that would be
Rest in
Rust in Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, good album.
Yeah.
Okay. Slayer.
Don't listen to a lot of Slayer. I mean, I love like Raining Blood and you know what
Okay.
I mean?
Yeah,
Rain
Rain
of
and
Blood,
Blood.
all that
That's
stuff.
a good album.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Angel of
okay.
Death,
Sure. Those are both on
Yeah.
Rain and Blood. And the
Yep.
last hot seat, Kiss. You wanted the worst, you got the worst.
Ooh. We've been covering Love Gun a lot. So
Oh, nice.
I
I'd love
think
to hear Love Gun.
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we have a show coming up. Just a little spoiler, kids, for you. This episode is coming in a few months. It's called They Said What? The Worst Lyrics, Worst Metal Lyrics, and we're starting with the White Whale. Kiss.
Yes.
So yes, we're all going to take lyrics from like 10 of their tracks. This is, I think, Justin Biggs from Sorcerer, I think, is going to be joining us for this one.
It's going to be hysterical.
Yes. And Sorcerer is a great band. They're a great doom band from us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really great. Yeah, so I'm excited. I think Chop and I are going to have some overlapping. But Love Gun is one of those songs on my list, you know, because it's so terrible. Especially the line, you know, no more tomorrow, baby. Time is today. Girl, I can make you feel okay.
Okay.
Not good. Yeah. Just okay. I'm not really here for you, girl. I'm just going to make you feel okay. Yeah, I know.
Trigger on my gun.
Oh, it's. Oh, I know. It's going to be so good. They have some atrocious lyrics.
They're pioneers of bad lyrics. Yes.
Right. So imagine Spinal Tap is kind of like Kiss, but less intentionally. Well, no, they're just unintentionally funny. Spinal Tap. Yes, but Spinal Tap is awesome. Okay. Well, that's good. We made it through the hot seat. Made it through the hot seat.
You're all right. Good.
Woo!
Yes. And we're almost done with things here for you, Hannah. Okay, this one is about fandom. We are all fans of other artists. What is your favorite piece of memorabilia?
Ooh. I don't really have, like, personally myself a lot. I don't know. This is hard. I know a girl that I work with, though. Her grandma got sent one of Lars's drumsticks from Metallica. Yeah,
sweet.
And so she got to have it signed. So I know of someone who has some cool stuff, but I don't personally have really anything cool. I wish I did, though. That'd be sick.
Okay. Well, next time we come see you, we'll make sure to give you some really cool heavy metal horror cards.
Yeah.
And some stickers. Yay.
Yeah.
So you'll have something cool. Oh, that's funny. Fine. Okay. And lastly, I can ask, what are the plans for Iron Bitch for the rest of 2026? I know you just played last night or just today. Are we going to be able to see you soon? Or what are your plans for this year?
Yeah, I mean, we got to get the EP out first. I think that'll be out in like 2 months or so. We haven't put an exact date because we want to get a venue to maybe do like an album release show. I really hope that maybe we can kind of go on the road and kind of put ourselves out there, you know? So maybe not this year, maybe next year, but yeah. Yeah.
But you got the bands, you got Assault and Ringworm already there. So, I mean, Iron Bitch, Assault and Ringworm, like I'd mentioned earlier, I think that's a killer bill. Right there.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, will the EP will be available on Bandcamp and stuff when that's released? And
yeah.
But I did listen to you guys for only, you know, the single you have up there, which is killer. You know, but I just, out of curiosity, I wonder where we could, and our listeners could go purchase that when it comes around.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, and we're kind of low on merch right now too, but we'll have new t-shirts. We'll have hopefully sweatshirts, physical CDs, maybe tapes, you know, who knows?
Nice.
So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Excellent. Yeah. Nice. Well, Hannah, I want to thank you for taking the time to spend with us today. We've had such a great time getting to know you a little bit and talk about all kinds of stuff. And I just want to thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
The last thing we're going to ask of you is to do a bumper for us. This is Hannah Renee Sowery of Iron Bitch, and you are watching Heavy Metal Horror or something like that. Would you be able to do something for it?
Sure.
Excellent. Yep.
All right. This is Hannah Renee Sowery from Iron Bitch, and you're listening to the Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. Hell yeah.
Excellent. Fantastic.
Right on. Thank
you. That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to do our outro, and we're going to invite you to join us and bring up the horns as well.
Yeah, let people know where they can find
us. Oh, yeah. Where can we? Yes, you said Bandcamp. Where can we, if we want to learn about what's going on with Iron Bitch now, what's the best place on social medias to reach out or to find you?
Like we have Facebook. If you're on Facebook, we have Instagram at IronBitch_CLE. We're on YouTube too. We don't have a lot on social media right now. We have like a link tree where you can find all of our stuff. But I mean, hopefully eventually we can have like a website and really get the ball rolling. But yeah.
Excellent. 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 Any last questions for you, Chom?
Well, where can our listeners find us?
Oh, well, hey,
I just gave you a reminder.
That's a really good question. I think that you can find Heavy Metal Horde on insaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion.
Top, top.
And you've been watching and listening to, okay, Hannah, bring up the horns.
Horns.
Heavy metal.
Metal. Now give us a good scream. Horror.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Nice.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.